podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. I'm so excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the most innovative, technological machine you'll ever find. And it's so easy to use. You know, we have three of them. We love them. They're always giving to the community, but they're always innovating on their own products too. So go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400 off for Coach Collins. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's got everything you need to become a better basketball coach. We always tell our players that we want them to work on their craft. Well, are you working on yours? And that's one of the ways I've worked on my craft. It's something, from someone that's coached a nationally ranked team, that has won numerous state titles, that has done those things. This is what, I spent several years putting this together of things that I could share with the world to make coaches better. And the roadmap will take care of it and will walk you through everything you need. So go over and check it out. And just in closing, if you like this podcast, go over and check out High School Hoops. Go over and check out the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Go over and check out Funnel Down Defense Podcast. All of them are great. And leave a 5-star review. We'd love that. All right. Have a great day.
Okay. He must be.
Hello. Sick. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on? Am I the only one on so far?
It's 7:30. You are. It is what it is. No one shows up. I got plenty of work to do. So, I just do this. So I'm here if people have questions, but yeah, it's all good.
Oh, good. Good. Well, let's get started. I'm okay. Driving right now, but,
okay.
Hey, I'm playing a tough 1-3-1 team on Saturday. And they put all three of their guys right on the midcourt line, and they have their front guy kind of badgering you, and they'll just take it all the way through after that. My question is, I usually run that. I run with, like a dice, two guards at the top.
Yep. I will send you when we're done. You email me. We're playing a team on Thursday that runs a real high 1-3-1. We run like a diamond. Yeah, I'll send you exactly what we're doing. It will work every time. No problem. I've been working on it for a while. So they're aggressive at the top, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I got the perfect thing that will get. Yeah. So I'll send you a couple things. I'll send you a couple things that will work.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's about shifting and short corner, and there's a couple spots. I'll get you shots. I can't make the shots for you, but I'll get you shots.
Okay. Do you have any? Are you going to run any quick hitters against that?
No, not really. I dribble drive against it. It's kind of one of my change ups. I'll dribble attack.
Okay.
Especially if they're aggressive on the top, because I think you'll be able to get past that first line knowing your team.
Yes.
And then kind of just attack. Do they have a big down below, or what do they have?
They put like a 6'3" guy down below, 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, then you're
below.
Fine. You're gonna get shots. You just can't turn. Okay. That's the kicker. Just don't turn it over and you'll be
fine. Okay, yeah. Send me what you got. I'll email you too.
Okay.
All right. And then the other question I had for you today was, the notebooks that you use. You give your team notebooks, and do you use those primarily for film study, or what do you do with those notebooks with
yes.
your guys?
So like on Saturday, I think. So yes, I keep them in my room for the most part. I used to keep them in their lockers, but I don't think they looked at them. So I keep them in my room. Yes, it's more for, I'll give you an example of how we used it. So I have a folder and a notebook, and the notebook goes in the folder because sometimes I give them handouts. But like Saturday when we were watching film, I did a couple things. I went through all our defenses, which is like 15 of them, and had them put those in their notebook. And then I also had them, we're having a hard time getting to the bisection of the helpline. So I had them all do it. Like, here's where the ball is. It's passed here. Where should the defense be? And I have them draw it. And then it's like teaching me. And then I have a couple of them come up to the board. I have like circular magnets and stuff. And then I have them come up and we just randomly grab a kid and have them go up. And then we another kid. So it's like a class. It is a classroom. It's just a basketball classroom. That seems to, again, I'm trying to reach the type of learner that they are. I don't know them that well enough yet to know the exact type of learners they are, but this helps. It gives them visual. They see video. They have to write it. They have to do it themselves. They can correct. So all that stuff works. It works. It just does. It's a teaching method. It just works. Yeah.
What time do you guys run practice on Saturdays?
So because I wasn't real happy with our scrimmage on Wednesday. Both Friday and Saturday we did 9 to 10 film session, 10 to noon practice.
Cool. All right.
That's a long practice. Three hours a long practice for a high school kid. But
we're doing that tomorrow. We're doing 2 hours on the court and then an hour in the weight room.
Yeah, so that's and again, as long as we're active and doing stuff, the film sessions can be a little long, but usually we're dealing it doesn't tend to be probably quite an hour, but I try to read my audience pretty well.
Okay. So read your audience, because an hour, keeping their concentration for 20 minutes is going to be hard.
Right. So that's why, on Saturday, we probably did 20 minutes of here's our stuff. Let's look at this. What do we know? Draw the offense up. Like, so I'm quizzing them. So they're on their toes a little bit. I'm making them think. We'll do situations and we'll do some of those things, but so probably 20 of the hour is, and then probably another 10. So probably half of it is me doing stuff with them. Like, let's talk about our offense. Where's some strengths, blah, blah, blah. And then probably 10 minutes of that is, well, here's how next week's going to look. And here's how game day is going to look. And so I'm just talking to them. And then probably 30 minutes is the max I do in a film session, 20, 30 minutes.
Okay. So 20, 30, you actually looked at film.
Looked at film probably 20 by the time I was done. And then 10 minutes to get down to the gym, get stretched, get ready for our practice. So probably 20 minutes max. But I did that both on Friday and Saturday. So that worked out pretty well. And our girls team was gone. So I wasn't feeling the pressure of having to get on the court or anything like that. I could take my time.
Well, I learned something about this group. Everybody was gone for Thanksgiving. Their parents were taking them out of town. So we didn't do much. I just made it optional because I got the message. I got the message from everybody. We're leaving. Yep. We didn't have any games. So that's a new thing for me, but I was optional this year. And
That's reading the room is what I refer to that as. Read the room.
So I did read the room. Okay. And no, man, I just appreciate you so much. Everything you do for me. So
I know we're all going to, one of my godson's going to be moving to San Diego, I think. So we're going to have to work out a clinic or something. We're going to have to work some reason for me to come at some point.
Man, we gotta get together.
I know. And he's gonna be computer science too. He goes, oh, I can move to San Diego. I go, okay, Drew, you can move to San Diego. I'll come visit. So
UCSD, baby. UCSD.
There's a lot of compute. There's UCSD. A lot. He said there's a lot of, first of all, he says cheaper than the Silicon Valley, but he goes, there's a lot of computer science jobs in San Diego area. So that I said, oh, that's good. There's a lot of computer science jobs in San Diego area. He's gonna be computer
California.
Yeah, he's going to be a computer science major.
Oh, man, you guys, you bring him to San Diego, you won't see your son again, bro.
I know. My wife's already going, well, we could winter there, Steve. I go, well, we could winter there. That would be all right. I'd winter in San Diego. All right, let me know how your game goes. Hey, everybody, I hope you're enjoying this. Make sure if you want to hear more, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you want to hear other podcasts, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig by Coach Collins. And subscribe, like, review all of them. 5-star reviews would be nice. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.